Very nice. Best of luck. I'm sure you'll do fine.
Sounding good. What is your location? I'm over here at Rochester Hills. And this is WIUG 88. My name is Jack. Roger.
I'm currently at Mound and 8 Mile area, Detroit.
Sounding good. And I'm sure, I don't know what kind of radio is it. Is it like a 21 radio you got out there, or?
I'm on a 15 watt in my mobile with NXTA 26 antenna. At the house, I got a Wuxin 1000G, which is a 50 watt.
A good radio, that 50-watt radio. I was going to get one, but it was too late. A year ago, I wanted to get one, but it was not available. I waited for 6 months, and I couldn't get one. It was not available. But you're doing good, and you got to do good with that radio. Really, you got to talk all over. Roger.
Yeah, it's true to me. Well, you could probably find that 50 watt on buy2wayradios.com. That's where I found it.
Well, now I have my DB20G, you know, the only 18 watt radio, which is 20 watt, but it's all you can get out of it, 18 watt. I'm sounding good. I talk to Ohio almost every day. Talk to New York, talk to Chicago. Roger.
Oh, wow, that's really good. Yeah, you're still sounding pretty clear on this side.
You know what? You got a good radio. I mean, the best radio you got out there. But, your antenna, you know, I don't know what kind of antenna you're going to have on that base station. You also have, you know, I want to tell you, if you get the coax cable, it's the main thing. I have the LMR. I don't know if you ever heard the LMR. I have the LMR 240, but the 400 give you more power to get out. Roger.
Yeah, I've heard of it. I got the same antenna just on a mag mount on a cookie sheet next to the window for now. Hopefully eventually I can get a better antenna with some coax and either stick it in the attic or on the roof, but we'll see.
Yeah, you won't have no problem at all with that radio. Really, you don't. I'll be honest with you, you're not going to have no problem at all. But get you a good antenna, like I said. Mine, I don't know, I think I told you mine is a Harvest PC 200 on Amazon for $95. And only one stick of fiberglass. And that's what I have. And the LMR helps a lot. You know, I wouldn't buy nothing else except the LMR coax cable. You know, there's some coax cable cheap over there, but with the radio you got, really I would, you know, I recommend that LMR. Roger?
Yeah, I hear you. That's some good advice. Right now I'm probably going to be focusing on a decent ham base station. So until then, I'll probably be just sticking to with what I got for the GMRS side of things.
WSEG 387
for identification purposes.
Yeah, as you know, I don't know. LMR, I know the LMR, not right now, but it was a long time, about 10 years ago. They were, and that's what I'm using. You believe there was LMR 240. I bought it from Radio Shack. They came out at the end before they went out. And I got it, and now I'm using it. And that's the 240, not even the 400. So can you imagine the 400 with your 50-watt radio? It's really excellent. Anyhow, good talking to you. You take care, and you have a good evening. We'll talk again anytime you like. WIUG 88.
Sounds good. You'll have to let me know what your call sign is once you pass the test for ham. WSEV 387, clear.
No problem. I'll let you know. No problem at all. Take care. Have a good evening. WIUG 388, we're clear.